The first item of business for the newly reconstituted Board of Trustees was electing a chairman. The second was approving an admissions reform resolution. It eliminates the so-called Category I list of politically favored applicants and creates a code of conduct meant to insulate admissions officers from unwarranted influence. Overseeing the votes was among the first responsibilities for new board chair Chris Kennedy.
The motion carries, and we put a sorry chapter behind us, and we move forward together. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think we'll give that a round of applause.
Among those voting was ex officio member Governor Pat Quinn, who led the effort to reform admissions by appointing the State Admissions Review Commission this summer. Quinn says the university's resolution mirrored the wishes of that panel.
Implementing the reforms is really the test, and I think we need to take a look at this school year and make sure everything is done right. I think having the new process in place right from the get-go is very important for the university and for everyone who applies to the university.
Quinn would not say whether he thought U of I President Joseph White and Urbana Chancellor Richard Herman should step down. Kennedy says getting the admissions item out of the way first allows the new trustees to focus on university leadership. And the new chairman says he'll take the necessary time to review what took place on the Urbana campus.
I'm convinced I don't know everything, and I'm convinced that I'm going to know everything before I make up my mind. And there's nothing anybody can ever do to push me to make a decision before I'm ready to.
Kennedy isn't a U of I graduate. In fact, he's only visited the campus a few times. A son of the late Senator Robert Kennedy and president of the Kennedy family's Merchandise Mart properties, the new chairman says it's not necessary to be a U of I alum to understand its importance to the state. Kennedy's fellow trustees include a former mayor and state legislator, an attorney, a doctor, the president of an art museum, and a former energy executive. The board also includes three holdovers: Ed McMillan, whom Governor Quinn reappointed, and James Montgomery and Francis Carroll, who both refused the governor's call to step down. Carroll opened the meeting by thanking Quinn for not firing her and Montgomery. Now the most senior trustee, Carroll says she's received a warm welcome from the new members of the board.
They seem to be very receptive of what I have to say and have to offer as a trustee with 6 years' experience. And I see that we'll move forward much faster, I feel, by everybody listening to each other.
The next big question for the board is the future of President White and Urbana Chancellor Herman. Trustee Ed McMillan says he expects a decision by this fall.
We meet again in November, and I believe that the process will get us to a specific direction going forward by that meeting.
The trustees can expect some advice from the Urbana Academic Senate when it holds a special meeting Monday. The only item on the agenda, a resolution recommending that White and Herman eventually step down. The outgoing chair of the Senate's Executive Committee, Nick Brabulis, calls Monday's vote the most important vote that it will probably ever take in its history. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.